Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, joining us now on the hotline is Coach Brett Bielema. Of course, was Joe Thomas's head coach's senior year at Wisconsin and was the defensive coordinator at Wisconsin for the 2 years before that. And he is with us now on the hotline. Coach, how you doing? Thanks for joining us.
I'm doing great, Dylan. Thanks for having me on. And a great opportunity to remember and talk about a great one.
Yeah, you know, we've been talking about this all day, and we'll continue to talk about it all day. It's when Joe announced that he was retiring, even though he knew it was a possibility, lost a lot of weight, you know, he's doing all the media stuff, it was still stunning to us as fans, as guys who cover the team. What was it like for you as somebody who coached him to see a great career end maybe a little shorter than we would have thought?
You know, I remember early on when I first saw him play, and you learn to appreciate who he was and what he is every day of the year, you know. And as his career developed, I knew this, it was going to be on his terms. I knew it wasn't going to be decided when he stepped away from it. I knew it was going to be something to him. Maybe Andy sat down and talked about it. It wasn't going to be somebody else's decision. I think that's the way it played out, and you just got to be happy for him. And obviously, the thing you didn't know at the time is, you know, you only get one Joe Thomas in your career. You know, a guy's truly special.
No doubt. We're joined by Brett Bielema, who coached at Wisconsin when Joe Thomas was there. And Coach, you know, you had a chance to spend so much time with him. Was there a moment in time where you realized how special he was as a player? I mean, obviously, he's a person. He's got unbelievable character, and everyone you talk to speaks about that. So he's special in terms of that. But in terms of his on the field, when did you know?
Well, as an assistant, I was a defensive coordinator, and when I took the job, Coach Alvarez told me about this freshman lineman named Joe Thomas who actually played both ways as a freshman. I'm like, what? And they're like, yeah, you probably play both, but we're going to move into offense. And I'm like, thinking of the D coordinator, well, that doesn't make a lot of sense. But probably had a longer career with the offensive move. But I do remember a fall training camp his senior year. He'd gone through an ACL recovery, so he didn't have spring ball. We were taking it through as it goes, and we were in fall camp, and one of his best friends at the time was a guy by the name of Joe Monte, who was a defensive end for us, and we're kind of having a practice. Things are going okay, but all of a sudden there's this huge fight, and on the ground are Joe Monte and Joe Thomas, and I mean, I know they're best friends, and I mean, they are going can of whoop-ass on each other, you know, like WWF, and I'm like, I break him up, and I'm like, what's going on, and I kind of pull him to the side, you know, and Joe looked at me, Joe Thomas looks at me, and he goes, Coach, sometimes things just got to go to another level of practice. And wow. And yeah. I'll never forget that. He just thought the practice needed to, you know, kind of ratchet it up enough, so he took it upon himself to start a little fisticuff with one of his best friends, and we did have a pretty good one. I think we went 12-1 that year, so he probably knew something.
That's an awesome story, and it's really and we don't even think about like Joe getting into fights, because now Joe's so, you know, even right. As great as he is, he's so lighthearted, he's always joking around and having fun, but like, I mean, that's old school right there. There's the, you know, he is the definition of old school, right,
he
as
is,
a player.
You know, and I think even like that day, it took, Joe wasn't a guy that started fights, but I think because it happened at the point in what had happened, the message was sent tenfold, you know, and he's so mature beyond his years, you know. I think he was a real estate major coming out of college, and I remember talking to some people that he had invested some money with, and they talked about when Joe came back, he laid down some books in front of him that had tracked his finances, and this guy said there were better books than any person he ever employed in his company, you know, that they were just so meticulous and detailed, which, again, when you know Joe, it's not that big a surprise.
Pleased to be joined by Brett Bielema, who coached Joe Thomas at Wisconsin, was DC, and of course the head coach for a long time, had a lot of success with the Badgers. You mentioned to us off the air before we got a chance to talk to you, had a couple funny stories. We'd love to hear some more stories about Joe Thomas and some funny ones that you've got.
Well, you know, the first one was kind of a somber note. I was in a position, I was a defense coordinator at Wisconsin his junior year, and I'd seen him have an incredible career, and there was going to be a question whether he was going to come out, probably be a first-round draft pick, high draft pick for sure. And then, unfortunately, in the bowl game, he tore his ACL on a non-contact injury. And that kind of defined that he needed to have the surgery and come back for his senior year. And I'm a first-year head coach trying to figure everything out, and I called him and we're talking, and he said, "Coach, one of the more disturbing things about this injury is, you know, now I have to come back and you know, play my senior year, but I was going to come back, and I was looking forward to having a press conference to tell the world why I was going to come back from my final year of college football because of everything that's right with college football, especially here at Wisconsin." And you just really, and I knew he was serious, and I think he wanted to be the first lineman taken, maybe the first in the draft. Of course, the fourth wasn't that bad, you know. But he just stands for everything that is so good and such a pleasure. He makes everybody else around him a better person and a better player.
You know, Coach, you you talk about him tearing his ACL in the bowl game, and then he comes back, he plays the entire next season, and he went 10 and a half seasons without ever missing a game. Obviously, the guy's had a million injuries along the way, but he's played through them all. He's been tough through it all. Took over 10,000 consecutive snaps. I know you're a former defensive lineman yourself. Can you imagine playing over 10,000 consecutive snaps in the NFL?
No, I can't. And it kind of reminds me of another. So Joe gets surgery early January after this. And you know, he's a genetic freak, obviously. You look at him and you see him and you watch him and you understand it. But I remember early on, we're like in the third, maybe the third month, we're somewhere at a point where he's starting to do some things. And I'm like, whoa. Did you get clearance to do this? You know, and so I went and we had a meeting with the doctors. And I remember the doctor looked at me and he said, "Brett, do you know on the field why Joe's kind of like a freak of nature and he kind of does things that just doesn't seem possible?" And really kind of as a head coach, you're probably like, "Wow, that's pretty amazing." He goes, "As doctors, he's done the same thing to us." He said, "You know, he does things that at that time in the healing process, he shouldn't be able to do, but he's just genetically put together in a way that he recovers and advances faster than normal people." And it's all linked together, you know, plus the power of the mind. I mean, he's such an incredibly strong minded soul that just literally nothing's impossible.
We're talking with Coach Brett Bielema, Joe Thomas's coach, of course, at Wisconsin in his senior year. Coach, you were speaking of funny stories. You started to tell us about this off the air, but we, you know, about Joe and being with his dad on the boat fishing during the draft. You know, that story's been talked about a lot. But how do you, from your perspective,
Joe's got a plan. It's a Joe Thomas plan. No one's going to take him off it. I think about when I heard about it in recruiting, you know, Joe Noack actually never took an official visit to Wisconsin. He took five official visits everywhere else, but never did because he wanted to visit track programs and everything. He knew where he was going all along, but he just wanted to go see these other places. So I give a lot of credit to Coach Alvarez. And then Paul Chryst, who's now the head coach of Wisconsin, was the lead recruiter. And they actually signed him to a contract that they put down on paper because Joe wanted to run track. And they did that in a way that no one else did at the time because they knew Joe was a man of his word. And if they honored that back to him, it would come back tenfold. So there were some things before Joe even got to college that showed Joe Thomas was going to do it his way, you know. And then to come full circle, he's eligible for the draft. And, of course, everybody's speculating on when he's going to be taken and where. And I get a call from some NFL people. And they said, "Hey, how's your relationship with Joe?" And I said, "Good. You know, I got a good relationship with him. And at his time, his fiancée, his family." I said, "What can I do?" And they said, "We'd really like to have him in the NFL draft in New York." So they, I'll do what I see what I can do. So I called Joe and kind of give us a hard time, give him grief about where he's at and the big time and all this stuff. And I said, "Hey, the NFL would really like you to be in New York for us. You know, in Wisconsin, it'd be a big thing for us recruiting." Give him all this spiel. And he says, "Coach, I appreciate it." He goes, "But I'm actually going fishing with my dad on draft day. And that's what I'm going to do." So I said, "Okay, I understand." You knew that decision had been made. So, you know, he just truly, I'm sure that's why he loved in Cleveland. I saw they're going to honor July 3rd, right, as Joe Thomas Day. Not surprising. If he can make it a national holiday, I'll join in, too.
Get an extra day off.
Yeah, it's just a tribute to a really, really great man.
Today is sort of the Joe Thomas tribute show, his press conference. If you knew that Joe Thomas was listening right now and you could say something to him about his career or about whatever, just to congratulate him, what would you say?
I'd say, you know, as a former head coach that was blessed to have him for a year as a head coach, but to be around him as a person, I think what he stands for in the game of football obviously is second to none, but what he stands for as a person and what he emulates for today's world and with young men and people in general goes tenfold. So congratulations, Joe. It didn't happen by chance. It happened because you made it happen. Congrats. God bless.
Coach, great stuff, man. We appreciate the time. Thanks for joining
us. Absolutely, Joe. Appreciate
all right, take care, man.
Thanks, Coach.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.